The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
El podcast más chingón. Puras entrevistas machín.
Don't forget, today's podcast is brought to you by Audible. You get a free audiobook. It's free. It's a free download of your book of choice. And you get a 30-day free trial. All you got to do is go to audibletrial.com/whatdidhesaid. Again, that's over 180,000 titles to choose from. That's for your phone, your Android, your Kindle, MP3 player. If you can't find nothing you like in that 180,000 titles, I can't do nothing for you, player. But thank you to Audible for hooking up the listeners of the What Did He Said podcast. Again, this is limited time only, man. You're going to get hooked up fat. Go to audibletrial.com/whatdidhesaid. Thank you. Peace. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to another episode of the What Did He Said podcast. We are coming real close to episode 100. We want to do something live in Houston, Texas for episode 100. What episode number is this, bro?
This is 94.
We are, we six away. It's your boy Chingo Blingo.
We're going to have to do double.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah, we're trying
mm-hmm. to. I think we're need to finesse it. Mm-hmm.
I'm going to check my schedule with my manager. We have Mighty Soul in the building.
Boop, boop.
We have producer Rob in the building.
What's up, everyone?
And today is a special episode, man. Way overdue. I've been just trying to figure out the perfect time to get my boy on the podcast. Much requested. Ladies and gentlemen, give it up for the Lucky Luke.
Already, what's happening?
Rapper, entrepreneur, underground mixtape guy.
Blogger.
Blogger, YouTuber, motivational speaker.
Oh, okay.
Soak it up. Yeah, we were getting caught up on y'all's vlogs, and last night we were checking one out when y'all went to I guess y'all were gonna figure out the gender. Y'all were at the doctor.
Yeah.
And I love y'all's intro, man. You have all your kids on there.
Yeah. Well, not all of them, but most of them.
I mean, yeah, most of them. Yeah.
How many do you have?
I got 6 total and 1 on the way, so 7. But wow. My 15-year-old, he lives with me, but he don't want to be on YouTube like that, so mm-hmm. I don't ever put him on. And then I have a 7-year-old daughter that lives in Victoria.
Okay.
Yeah. Oh, what is her name? Do you mind?
Constance.
Oh, nice.
Constance.
But all the other kids
all
live with
other
you?
Ones, yeah. Wow. Yeah, all the other ones live with me, yeah.
Like, all of them live with you except for one,
except
then, basically.
For one, yeah.
What?
Oh, yeah,
that's right. Y'all's house seemed chaotic.
It is. That's why we're like, man, we need to turn the camera on. This is too, you know what I'm saying?
Your son, your younger one, I was laughing because I was like, damn, he's like a pro at this YouTube stuff. He was like, we're going to keep bringing y'all some bangers. Make sure y'all watch for these bangers. I was like, what is he
dropping
talking about?
Banger.
Yeah, he's like, we're dropping Kingston. Another banger. I was like, okay.
Yeah, it was really his idea to start the vlogs and stuff. They really wanted to do it. It was their idea. And then when they started showing me how much money them damn bloggers be making, I was like,
that's all you needed to hear.
That's all I needed to hear.
Say no more.
Turn it off.
Hey, but remember though, like when I first hopped on YouTube a long time ago, well, I think around the same time we both hopped on YouTube because it was a new thing.
Yeah.
And I'm always telling Rob, like, man, I remember when YouTube came around and I was like, we need to keep an eye on this. Mm-hmm. We need to get on this shit. And we shot a little video like Lucky and Chingo play golf.
Yeah.
Because the neighborhood where my sisters live and I used to live, there's a golf course. So we didn't have no permit, no country club membership, nothing. And Lucky and I just went out there and I was like, man.
Yeah, I had the whole Carlton get up on, man. You know what I'm saying?
Like, you went all out, Ralph Lauren, head to toe. Like like you was from Scotland or something.
Yeah.
And we didn't have no caddy, but
remember what year that was? Was that early?
Man, it must have been like 06.
Damn.
Yeah, oh man.
YouTube was brand new.
I mean, just technology, the game changes all the time, and I'm always bringing up like, psh, man, I remember we used to have to, like, we'll go to a town, right? And we have a show. Now it's like, all right, we got to get on social media. We got to let people know. Do we need to go live? We need to remind them, repost some shit. and I was like, before, it's like, we got to go to the mall. We got to walk around, put your get up on so that everyone in McAllen could be like, oh, shit, is that?
They're here.
They're not from here. Yeah. Who are these people? Whatever. And it was just, it was all analog. It's like you literally had to do grassroots. It's like you run in for office, like you got to go, hey, you think about voting today?
Yeah.
And now it's like, you know, Facebook and YouTube and.
Yeah, but I remember doing that little skit we did at the golf course, and you were like, it's like a fishing pond. This is a new place where all the fish are at right now, and you got to go over there.
So I was like freestyling
talking about
YouTube, some shit.
Talking about YouTube. Oh. You were telling me, like, yo, I'm going to lace you up. This is like where
it's going to grow.
Right.
It's like, where the customer's at.
Oh, you were talking about Blue Oceans back in the day then without even knowing it.
In my own way.
Yeah.
But yeah, I was telling Rob also before you got here that, you know, an interesting thing is that we're both like OGs in the Texas rap, you know, underground scene or whatever. And we're both finding new ways to still be ourselves and still connect with the fans.
Yeah.
And so it's interesting, man. Yeah. Happy for you that, that vlogging is working and the podcast is coming.
Man, how did that 90 days of vlogging go? I can't even do. Do you know that I have to vlog several days to make
one
episode?
Yeah, yeah.
I vlog several days. No, I do different days. I'll be like, today's Wednesday, today's Thursday, and then I drop it because I don't know how y'all do it, man.
It really is hard work.
That was hard.
Like daily vlogging is much different than blogging. But when we started blogging, we would do it like twice a week or whatever, 2-3 times a week. But then I saw the, you need some headphones? Or are you good? I saw the money jump up. You know what I'm saying? When I would do it like closer in together. You know what I'm saying? When you can see your analytics and stuff on the YouTube studio. And I was like, man, we need to do this every day. You know what I'm saying? Just to keep the revenue going up.
Damn,
you know what I'm saying?
90 days in a row.
Wow.
Yeah, he kind of just surprised me one day. He was like, babe, we got to do it.
We did it 30 days in a row in May.
30 days
in a row. We did 30 days in a row. And then the money jumped up, but then we stopped. And then it went right back down. I was like, oh, no, we can't let the money go back down like that. We got to keep it going. You know what I'm saying? So I was like, let's see what it does if we do it for 90 days straight. You know what I'm saying?
So so now when y'all do like meet and greets or events, that's a great way to get the word out, right?
Right. So at the end of that 30-day blog in May, we did a meet and greet in Dallas. And it was like the most people that I've ever had at a damn pop-up shop.
Wow.
Ever.
You know what I'm saying?
Right? Don't you be like scratching your head like, man, what the fuck?
Yeah, exactly. I was like, damn, all these years I've been doing pop-up shops and meet and greets, and it'd probably be like 10, 15 people show up.
Dude, what it is, bro, is like we didn't know at the time, but we were literally having to navigate and survive a system that was kind of broken. For example, you know, you would think that, you know, we're artists with a following in Texas, for example. You would think some of these cities would... It's all Hispanics and you know, people love us in like Austin and McAllen and San Antonio and places, Dallas. You would think El Paso.
They would just automatically
you would
up.
Think Lubbock or no, I'm talking about like radio play.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Like just
yeah,
some
yeah.
of the things that the fans don't know how much politics and how tricky it is. So it's crazy how fast forward, you know, YouTube, there's different tools. We're growing up. Our fan bases are growing up.
Yeah.
And so now when you see this you know, a whole bunch of people come out. Like I tell Soul all the time, the first time we went to Palm Springs, Ant Dog, the PD, was playing my music like crazy because he was just new. He didn't know about the politics game. He's like, well, people want to hear it, so I'll play it.
Yeah.
And so it blew me up out there. And I had a real nice meet and greet around that time because they were playing me so much. And then there's ups and downs in the game. Things are discombobulated. Like, man, promoters, like trying to figure out, like, man, something ain't connecting, right?
Yeah.
And then now fast forward, I done switched lanes like a mug. Like I went from this trying to figure that ain't working, and bam, comedy's fitting, and now we're seeing the lines again. Now we're seeing the crowds, and it's just more organized. So
it's hard to be creative when it's like a bunch of stressful stuff behind the scenes going on, and you know what I'm saying, like things that are just interfering with the business, and you're trying to be like business minded and still trying to be creative to make, you know, music or whatever you're doing, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And it gets difficult.
It's like two chess games at once.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Man, I remember the first time, I'm not sure if I met you this day. This might have been like 20 years ago easily. I don't know. I lose track, but I was fresh out of college from San Antonio. I had just started doing my I was doing the Chingo Bling character from time to time, my persona on radio. I'd bring them in like, ah, man, my primo's here, whatever. And so this is like way back in the day, before I hadn't even met Bash yet or nothing. I had to be at Dope House for something, and like you pulled up, and like at the time, you had this fire ass verse, a feature on it was like an SPM song, right? Which song was that?
The Follow My Lead.
Yeah, I'm sure a lot of people right now are like, man, that was my shit, and your verse like stole the show. You were just a new kid that people could relate to, like, you know, how old were you at the time?
18.
You were 18 years old, fresh out of high school. You had already been freestyling in high school, and you were already slowly learning how to record, right? But you, like, made a splash onto the scene, because before then, a lot of, like, Mexican rap,
it was different.
It was very, like, I don't want to say ABCs or nothing, but you came with a swag and a flow, and like your delivery, like
it was the sauce, man. I brought the sauce to the house. You know,
yeah, people didn't even call it drip back then.
Yeah,
but yeah, you were super young, and like the delivery was in the pocket, and the lingo was colorful, and the flow was different. It's like, oh shit, this is our guy, this is our freestyle guy. He's gonna kill it on the mixtapes. And then you were doing you were signing your posters at, where was that?
It was at a show or something. It was at an event. It wasn't Dope House, but I remember it was some kind of event.
Well, the Dope House thing is, you had pulled up, and I didn't meet you then. I was like, okay. I think that's that dude that's on that song.
Oh, okay.
And then later, you were signing posters at
some show. It was here in Houston. It was at some event. I don't remember.
And then, do you remember what I told you when I was like, hey, man, check this out?
I remember you said, yo, I'm a DJ,
I do this Chingo Bling thing.
Yeah.
But I can see it happening.
You got a picture that you've never heard of Chingo Bling before. You know what I'm saying? And Chingo Bling's not the character that everybody knows back then. So when he's telling me this, I'm just thinking he's like just another dude that be in your ear. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. So I'm like, all right, cool, whatever.
Some male groupie and shit.
Yeah.
freestyle.
Like, cool. Oh, you want an autograph, man? Here.
Yeah.
Get your poster and get the fuck on. But I remember you told me, you're like, he's like, I remember you said, people always say like, oh, I'm a DJ or I'm on the radio. But you were like, but I got this persona that I do too, man. And you're like, okay, what the fuck is that?
Yeah, what are you talking about?
But yeah, man, ever since, I think I hired you to get on a verse first.
Yeah.
Like before we actually became, you know, friends and shit. And the rest is history, man. Then I slowly started getting into it. And here's one interesting story. So you remember... off of Leland, second ward of Angels.
Yeah,
I know this is hella like inside joke, but it's relatable. We were sitting there coming up. We were coming up.
No, I think I've heard this story before.
We were coming up with a master plan. Like we were literally kids. I had a college degree. Wouldn't nobody hire me. So we had to literally figure something out. And I'm trying to put the pieces together.
We had a little recorder. It wasn't even a computer. It was just like a little recorder where you can record, plug the microphone into
that Roland,
it. Yeah.
The Roland thing.
It was a Roland 1880. But this was like before they had Pro Tools and everything. Oh, shit.
You good.
So we would record on that. And that's how...
there's some napkin right there.
And yeah. I believe that's where I did the verse for you. But anyway, we would be in there just not even recording, but just like freestyling and
hanging
just
out.
Drinking and smoking and you know what I'm saying? Just
being kids.
Yeah.
I remember
we was there with Tumbleweed.
yeah, Jose.
Yeah.
And so let me just paint the picture for people, right? So here's a point I'm trying to make. At the time, you know, the main thing that people wanted in the mixtape game, back when there used to be mom and pop record shops, you wanted a store list.
Right.
And you would hear about these store lists, like, man, I heard Boss Hogg.
If I could get my hands on this list.
If I could just. We were like Pinky in the Brain. Like, this is before, I mean, I think iTunes wasn't even
hell
a thing.
Hell no. There was
the
no
ringtone
iTunes
wasn't
then,
a
no,
thing.
Hell no.
The CD.
We knew Dope House had a list, and they were like, hold on to it. Like, you couldn't.
It was like gold. It was in a vault, basically.
Yeah.
And we came up with our own list, but at that time I was like, man, if we could just, I was like, man, I'll be like Diddy, you could be like Biggie, you know. I was like, man, you got the talent, bro. You can rap. I DJ. I know a little bit about this and that. Maybe I'll be behind the scenes or whatever. And but we need to bring somebody in that has a list. And eventually we accumulated our own list by getting
driving
in a car,
out there and finding them,
going to San Marcos, introducing yourself, dropping off some samples, so on and so forth. And it seems it's not that long ago, but it seems so like prehistoric. Like, what, you can email somebody? No, you had to get in your car, load up, show up.
Yeah. Yeah, and I got to give it to you because you was really about your business, and he would go do that, make them rounds over Texas, and come back with the money. And me, I would get my money in Dallas and spend all the money in Dallas.
Even in Dallas.
Go to Austin, spend the money in Austin, go to corporate, spend the money there. Like, you know what I'm saying? And I was just having fun. I didn't have no bills back then and no responsibilities, so I was just enjoying my
plus, youth. Plus, you were making it doing what you love, so it's like it was a party. Whole thing, the whole time period was a party. We're in our early 20s, trying to figure something out. You know, people know us. And then one of the golden eras to me was when I was renting that house off of Woodridge from my sister. Yeah. And it was like our little CD trap house. It was just like Eddie DeVille had one room with a studio.
Yeah.
And
that's already after the money was rolling in, though. You know what I'm saying?
Because it'd be like Mercedes in the front. Yeah. But it's there in the neighborhood, and we were like, right now we're able to broadcast by pressing upload. You know, then it's like you'd go in and make it, and you'd press it up, and then. But we had our customers, you know, like people were waiting.
Yeah. Mm. Yeah, every time we dropped a mixtape, they were waiting on it. The stores would call us and be like, yo, when's the next coming out? I already sold out the last one, you know what I'm saying? They'd be on us about the next mixtape.
Yeah. How do you feel about the new music that's out?
I like some of it. I like some of it, and then some of it I don't. But
Do you jam right now?
I like, my son got me on Polo G.
Where's he from?
I don't know.
That's how old I am. I don't know.
I don't even know who that is.
Me neither.
Hop out at your party. You probably heard the song. Yeah. I'm with the gang. And, he got a song. It's pretty popular.
Ransom. Mm.
But I mean, I still like all the older, like Gucci Mane. You know what I'm saying? I'm still.
That's fucked up that like Gucci Mane's old school.
No, he low key be in the car listening to jazz while he's sitting here trying to front.
I'm old school, you know what I'm saying?
Sophisticated.
I'd be trying to jam trap music and he's like, turn that off.
He's eating caviar with a grill. with a grill in his mouth.
Man, we can't be jamming 21 Savage. We got two little girls in the back seat. He be talking crazy on the song.
Think about how much crazy shit we've said on tracks.
I know. That's why I can't even play my shit in the car.
I know. This morning, I'm dropping off Mickey at school, and I put my headphones in. She's trying to do like last minute homework, and I'm pulling up like a rough mix of something we're working on. And she's like, I want to hear Daddy. And I was like, no, baby, it's rough. But I'm thinking like I tried to probably throw in some little fly lyrics in there.
What is the song that one day we were listening to? She's like, I want to listen to my dad. And I was like, okay, we were in the car. She was a little smaller at that time. Mm-hmm. And what'd she say?
Highline Bling? Lick it. Lay line when you want me
to lick it.
And I was like, and lick it.
So she was like, what's leaky? And I was like, oh, you know your dad. He comes up with words, random words. And I didn't know what to say on the spot because what was I going to tell her?
Yeah.
He's actually saying when he wants you to lick it. I'm like, I can't tell her that.
You're
going to
have CPS rewind and playing this back in court.
And I was like, oh, you know how daddy is. He likes to makes a weird word. He goes, yeah. And I'm
my
like,
daddy's
yeah.
silly.
And I'm like, skipping it. Well, why'd you change it? Because let's just listen to another one.
I be trying to watch what I say now because now I know the kids be listening. Right. They old. They know what's up. You know what I'm saying? I got to watch what I say now on these damn songs.
But like, where you learn how to do that? Lucky taught me on the song. Like, that's shit. You know, I have nothing but daughters. So I'm on the radio, even the clean versions. Like, even though they take the F word, whatever out.
You know
still,
what they're saying.
Still,
yeah.
No, they're still saying, like, panties to the side, something. And it's like, whoa. Jesus Christ, 8 in the morning, man. We trying to drop kids off.
Yeah.
Oh, I saw I think the episode that we saw was when y'all ended your vlogs, your 90-day vlogs. I think that's y'all were done with them. And I guess it's the episode where I guess you told your son you love him or something.
Oh,
and you were crying.
I don't remember.
Yeah, and
she's like, I dropped so many.
He was like, he's like, you think I'm hard on you? And he was like, yes, I think you're very hard on me. And he's like, I just don't want you to grow up being a little bitch. And I was like, damn, that's how you killed it. You're like, well, I just don't want you to grow up to be a little bitch. And I was like, oh my God.
No, I think that one was when the
ghost pepper what? It wasn't that one. I remember because you weren't in that one.
I don't remember.
Yeah, it was a while back when we did that one.
So the feedback you get from the fans on the vlogs, what kind of stuff do they say?
I think they like it. They're, it's more relatable now because it's not just me trying to flex on them and be like, yo, look at it. I got a $200 shirt on or some shit like that. You know what I'm saying? Like I used to do. You know what I'm saying? And I think that's why it's getting more views than me just doing some shit like that. And
because
like,
you're being yourself.
Yeah. Mm. I'm not trying to just stunt on them all the time.
Has your music changed, like, from seeing
I mean, it's more grown. I'm almost 40 years old, you know what I'm saying?
So catch up to me, bro. I'm already.
I can't just be rapped by the same shit I was back then. And well, some people do complain. I've heard some people be like, yo, we want the old Lucky change.
Oh, bro. Oh, my God. I mean, you talking to the king of we want the old version.
So this last show that we just did, someone showed up looking like the old Chingo, and when they came to the merch booth to buy a bobblehead, they're like, this is the Chingo I was hoping to see. And like, I was like,
dude, come on,
he's
bro.
40. Yeah. He can't walk around with boots, I mean, and shorts shit. And you know that, the rest that, of his
those
life
people didn't grow, like, you know, most people grew up with us, so they understand. They're more relatable. They have their own families they're raising now, you know what I'm saying? So they're like, yeah, I fuck with it. But the people who complained, then they must not have grown mentally, or they're just, you know what I'm saying, still stuck in that.
Well, what I explained to Soul is like, for some of these folks that we feel like, man, they're still tracked, and you know, they still stuck on that one image, and I see it from their point of view too, because, you know, I'm sure there was a point in time where some people were like, man, whatever did happen to Chingo? It's like, well, he's doing a whole bunch of shit, but you just ain't hearing about it. So they don't see the gradual progression of
they
like
just popped. It's like a whole 180. You know what I'm saying?
And plus, I guess when you make an impact on someone's life, like if they're like, dude, that was all me and my boys. It was eighth grade or whatever the fuck it was, right? It was 12th grade, whatever it was. If that made an impact, it's almost like Ludacris with the braids. It's like, man, I remember when Ludacris had braids, and now it's like it's just an image. I mean, it's just a look. It's not You can't expect somebody just never to do
grow
nothing
up,
else.
Change,
or
evolve.
Do nothing else. Yeah.
Yeah, but I think my music has definitely grown. And I be trying to spit more game, and I be rapping like for the rappers. You know what I'm saying? When I be rapping, I know a lot of really that's how I make most of my money anyway, is selling features for rappers. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? All the young up and coming Hispanic rappers. That's how I make most of my money. So I know it's them that's listening to me, the rappers, you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. So I be trying to spit game to them, tell them just be they self and stop. Like, I know me, when I was coming up, I had a lot. I always felt like I had to prove myself, like I had to prove that I was hard, or prove I wasn't no punk, or prove that I was a baller, prove that I was getting rap money.
Yeah, that's what happens. Yeah, like, you know, prove that I could rap. You know, it's like constant, you know, proving.
And now I feel like I don't got shit to, I don't got to prove nothing. I don't care. Like, if somebody made a diss song on me today, I wouldn't give a fuck. My life ain't gonna change. But back then, I'd be at that damn doorstep like Domino's Pizza, you know what I'm saying? But now it's like, I wouldn't give a shit, you know what I'm saying? My life ain't gonna change. I'm still gonna wake up in the same house, drive the same car, eat what I want, you know what I'm saying? So, I don't take shit serious like that.
Yeah, it's all comes with maturity.
But I think a lot of y'all's fans respect the fact that y'all have been growing and showing more of, like, y'all's family side and all that. And like he said, they can relate more. Because with the vlogs, I know that now it's not just the men, you know, watching him. It's like the whole family, the wife, the kids. They're all being able to sit on the couch and like,
bond together.
Yeah, you know. And so they all have something to relate to.
And, man, I done did a lot of things in my life. And one of the hardest things I could do is raise a family. That's one of the hardest things you can do is keep a house full of six. How many people we got in the house? Six, seven
people.
I got to feed six people every time I eat. You know what I'm saying? There's like six other mouths that got to eat. You know what I'm saying? And I like to eat big. I like to eat good, so I'm not gonna stop eating good or nice restaurants just because I got all these other people I gotta feed now. You know what I'm saying? I just gotta learn other ways to have more multiple streams of income so I could still keep up with the lifestyle that I'm used to living, but be able to have my whole family live that with me.
And you know, like with shows and stuff, because right now you said you still do a bunch of features. You cooled off on shows just same way I did, right? Like, how's that? Because of the promoters and all that?
Yeah, I just got burnt out, man. It's like, it's just the same old shit, like going to the club, drinking, and just, you know what I'm saying? It's just like, I'm not into that scene no more after you've just been going to clubs like nonstop for years and years and years, and it's the same old shit.
Have you done one recently?
The last one I did was the one here for SPM, the Dope House event they had here, but I really ain't. I've been turning down shows. I just been telling them high ass number. You know what I'm saying? Like if they want to.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, because that way, in case something does turn out janky, you're like, well, fuck it. At least I'm getting paid.
Right.
In case anything goes wrong. Mm-hmm. But yeah, we've been through a lot of those, and I sound like a broken record when I tell them those stories, cause like when I got into the Fedia, the Cancun life, like the shirts and hats and stuff, it really freed me up and allowed me, cause I was burnt out too. It allowed me to be like, nope, can't do it. No, I don't want to go. Nope, not gonna be there.
For real.
And that's
even whenever they ask you after a comedy club, after a comedy show, someone
like
will reach out.
Party or something.
They'll reach out and be like, "Hey, I see that Chingo's gonna be," and I'll be like, "I'll throw a crazy as number two." And I'll be like,
yeah, they call me. They'll be like, yo, Chingo's over here in Denver. Can you get him to call me? And he want to do a show or something. I'm like, man,
so it's funny because I'll be like, hey, I'm going to throw out this number. It's crazy number. They're going to say. And then when I get back of like, yeah, we'll do it. I'm like, wait, you'll do it? I'm like, no. I was hoping you were going to say no. That's, like, that's I don't want him to do it.
That happened to us the other day. Somebody reached out to me to book him. And then I was like, I'm going to tell them this much. And he laughed so hard. And then they came back and they were like, where do we send the contract?
Well, yeah.
I was
Well, that's great. Yeah, sometimes other people see the value like before you even see it. But like Rob will tell you, Rob is really into marketing and all this like YouTube content stuff. And the fact that y'all are creating a show that it can reach generations, like the family, the kid is clean, right? No, like crazy. Yeah. Besides calling somebody a bitch.
Well, I think I bleeped it out.
Okay, you know okay. But yeah, I'm sure you see it too with your ads and the view or whatever, right? That there's a lot of value. That's what I'm trying to say. There's a whole bunch of value in you guys creating something on that platform, because YouTube is like one of the most streamed platforms that are out there. So like these days you could be on YouTube and make a better living than somebody that's on like ABC Network.
Yeah.
On a sitcom.
Honestly. Real talk. Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, but your girls are even really good at, I was telling him, I was like, cause I think you jumped in the shower when I watched like the next one or something, but your daughter grabs the camera and she's just like talking into it. Not shy. There's no like looking down or even like looking away or any, like, you know what I'm saying? Sometimes when you're not used to holding the camera, you still kind of look. No, they're very confident and they actually all speak very clear. And you know what I'm saying? They're like, make sure you watch our channel. You know, like we're going to do our own. We'll still have the family one. Don't worry. It's like, don't worry. Keep watching this one. But like there's going to be like, they get it. Yeah. It's like, I was very impressed.
They be on me when that money come in every month. They be on me. Where my money?
It's payday. You know what I'm saying? It's a payday.
Yeah, I gotta break bread.
Yeah. You know what I'm saying?
Really? Yeah. That's hilarious. That.
Yeah, if I didn't break bread with them, they probably wouldn't be so enthusiastic.
Is it like an allowance that you give them, or
I guess, but they know it's from YouTube. It's their YouTube check, you know what I'm saying? It's their payment, you know what I'm saying?
Wow.
Like, it's like their job. We're like basically training them that you have to show up to actually get paid. And then he always
y'all
want to
do it, y'all gonna get docked. Put your dockers on, you're gonna see the doctor.
He always scares them like that.
That's so crazy.
They be like, where the camera?
They're like, okay, give me the camera.
You can tell though, because they're like real good. And then when your son took the camera, he went outside and talked to the camera by himself. He was like, we're gonna keep bringing y'all bangers. These next episodes, they're all gonna be banging. Keep watching. I was like, look at him. He's like, make sure make sure you tune in. Make sure you like my channel. Yeah. You know, he's like telling everybody, like, you know, it was hilarious.
We got Boku channels.
Yeah,
we're gonna keep dropping them bangers.
Yeah, that's exactly what he said. We're gonna keep dropping them bangers. Is what he said.
Hit
I was
after
like,
hit,
look at him.
Vlog after vlog.
Shout out to Kingston.
We started last December, and that's how we started. Like, one of our first episodes was them. I was asleep in my room. It was in the morning time. It was like when they're out for the Christmas break. And they just grab the camera, and they're like making some chorizo and eggs, and they're just in there like lighting. They had to light the stove on the toast with the napkin.
Oh,
put the napkin
shit
in the toaster, made the
it
fire.
It wasn't working. I don't know why.
Oh, well, damn, the fact that they even know how to do that, that's amazing. What?
And when I saw it back, I was like, oh, this is gold right here. I gotta upload this.
Baby, we're going viral.
The funny thing is that we had bought the camera like 6 months prior to that, and we were telling him like, we need a vlog, and he was like, no, I'm not gonna put that out there, like I'm not gonna push y'all out there.
I didn't want to put my kids out there like that,
because he was so scared of like the backlash, the
hate. Because they're mean out there.
Yeah,
you know,
my kids getting exposed to that hate, you know what I'm saying?
So whenever that came out, I was like, I told you, like we should have been
doing
this.
Yeah, but the
this.
Response was like, there was like, they loved it. You
yeah,
know what I'm saying?
Yeah, that's awesome.
They showed so
and
much
I was
love.
Already getting a little money off YouTube because I would upload other people's music too, as well as mine. And I would try to do that constantly. Like every day, I would try to upload something on YouTube. Mm-hmm. And but when I did that episode right there, it was just like way more views and more mm-hmm. comments.
That's what people want. Yeah.
So yeah. I stopped doing all that shit. You know what I'm saying? And then I realized it wasn't about, it's really about how long the video is.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Those songs are only like 3 minutes. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. So they don't really do nothing.
For, yeah, mm-hmm. It's almost like YouTube doesn't reward
right
with advertising like that. But ain't it amazing, man, how like the music game has just evolved to where
anybody could do it. It's so easy.
Talking about making music or what?
I mean, putting it out there. It's not mm-hmm. like how it was when we did it with no internet. You know what I'm saying? You had to really get out there. Yeah.
Well, we had our .coms and stuff like that. But, you know, now it's like TikTok and this and that. But what I mean is, like, it's evolved and we've evolved to where, like, if it's almost like if 40-year-old, well, I'm 40. How old are you?
38.
Yeah, so it's almost like imagine, like, when we were in our 20s, if the 38 and 40-year-old version of ourselves went to LinkedIn, like, hey, bro, we from the future. Check it out. It's going to work out. It's going to be okay. It's all kind of ups and downs. The rap game fucked up. These radio people, you ain't going to get no radio play. Like, it's going to be a lot
but
of people hating.
You still going to be able to eat.
But, you know, it's going to be a thing called YouTube. And, you know, it's going to be comedy and all this other shit. So, yeah, it's. I'm proud of us, man. Yeah. We're older and.
So I have a question. Mm-hmm. So I know that y'all been doing this podcasting. What made y'all start it? Because I know that y'all know we're trying to, like, you know, test the waters.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
So he actually started it by himself.
And it wasn't that good.
And so, and then one day he was like, do you want to join me? I was like, not really. I'm like, I got all this other work to do. You know, he was like, well, I need someone on here. I don't have a guest today. So do you want to jump on it with me?
Well, first I would just do audio and I would try to do it myself. It was different mics. I was trying to be the engine, the sound man. I was trying to do everything. And it was strictly audio because filming it, that was just going to make shit more complicated. And then eventually I knew that I had to step it up. So I think one of the bedrooms, we kind of tried to turn it into like a little podcast set. And then we brought Rob on. How long ago, Rob?
We just met a year, right?
Yeah, just a year and a half, a little over a year.
Yeah, about a year. And it's growing. Like, I was already into podcasts. Like, I would listen to, I had like certain ones I would tune into or some favorites. And I saw how big podcasting could be for like comedians, especially. Not to mention anybody. But for comedians especially, like, we'd go to, like, the Houston Improv or something. It'd be, like, sold-out weekend, six shows of, like, Brendan Schaub or Theo Vaughn, like, these people that, you know, are comedians and they podcast. And I was like, okay, I need to get into that, figure it out. And so it's been pretty consistent about a year. And episode 100, we're trying to go live with
yeah,
it.
Yeah, we're trying to do live.
You
so.
Know. Have y'all come and join us for the
that's
live
lit.
Version.
I'm
yeah.
proud of y'all.
I think podcasts are good too when you have a female voice on there. It adds something to it. Like, you know what I'm saying? No, I'm serious. It does. Like when you have a female voice instead of just men talking, when you have a woman's
perspective.
Voice
on, yeah. You know what I'm saying?
It brings it to life.
Yeah, as we do everything else. Just say basically. Something, Lucky. Say something. She's right next to you. Don't say nothing negative. So did y'all find out what y'all are having?
Not yet. We're actually trying to plan the gender reveal. Actually, right now, we went to the doctor, when was it? Monday?
Yeah.
And I got the blood work done. So I'm waiting on that, the results.
What do you guys want? Or do y'all care?
I don't really care, honestly. We have so many kids. It's like it doesn't even matter. I mean, it would be cool to have another little boy just so Houston can have somebody to play with. Uh-huh. But then at the same time, he is so bad. Like, y'all don't know what it is to have a boy.
He is trying
so
to bully
bad.
Him and stuff. Because, yeah, he's...
No, I think my daughter's pretty borderline.
She's rough.
Man, because I see other little girls and they're all kind of like to themselves.
Timid. She's all, where's
she's
the slide?
All, yeah. She's all running. I'm just like, oh my God. I thought this was terrible twos and she's one. What's going on? I'm like,
Yeah. Jeez. It's hard.
How old is your baby?
He's a year. You had the baby like 3 days after me.
Oh, really?
Your baby was born when? The 11th?
July 11th. The 11th.
The 11th. Yeah. Mine was born the 7th. So you were due the 7th, I think?
I was due the 4th. Oh. I was actually supposed to have a 4th of July baby.
Oh, well, yeah. And I was due the 11th. So
oh, wow.
That's how I knew and I kept up. Because I remember our first meet and greet in... where? San Antonio? It wasn't even like a vlog meet and greet. Somebody was like, oh, where's Chingo? They just had a baby. Y'all are like, you know what I'm
oh,
saying?
Oh, wow.
So, but yeah, he's a year and what, like 5 months?
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. Oh.
And 3 months. No?
His birthday is July 7th.
August, September, October, November. Well, a year and 4 months. I feel you, girl.
I was thinking three.
Yeah, I would say a year and 3 months. And he's but like, no, it's past now.
Yeah.
It's hard to keep up.
Yeah.
So who does the editing for all the...
I do.
Man, so you have work every day.
Yeah. That is work. Yeah, I be hating it, sitting in front of that computer for like 2 hours every day. That's a job.
That is a job. Because that was my thing, is I didn't want to do that part.
Yeah.
And so this guy that used to do intern stuff for us, I've got him now at editing. But I'm telling you, it's hard because I really try. Like, I really try. There's footage right now on my camera. So today I'm going to end it, right? Because it's several days. And it's supposed to drop every Thursday. Yeah. I've only dropped one. I'm going to drop one tomorrow because there's one sitting in the Dropbox that's actually edited already.
Yeah.
So it was supposed to drop last week, but last week was Halloween. So it was like, I don't have time to worry about that. I got to get these girls ready. And
so by now, y'all got the hang of it, right?
Yeah.
Now you have a system.
So y'all drop every what?
Well, we were doing it every day for 90 days.
Well,
now we're going to do it probably like 2 or 3 times a week.
So what do y'all do on a one day, y'all, or is it several days of recording?
No, we'd be like, today's vlog day.
Daily.
You know what I'm saying?
Like, we wake up, get ready, all right, where's the camera? And then as the day goes on, we're just vlogging it.
But we just more like document our day. It's not like other bloggers when they have like, okay, this blog's going to be about this. We're going to do a challenge or
something.
You know what I'm saying? We've done a couple of those too, but most of the time it's just us documenting our life. So we're just, whatever happens on that day, whatever we do that day, that's, we just record it. You know what I'm saying?
I have footage from California. We were out there last summer and it's about to be summer again.
And it still hasn't been released.
Frank Mehta, he's got the things and I just got to get with him.
Yeah, it's hard.
We've been doing so much traveling that, that's where it starts to get a little discombobulated because you come home for a couple of days. Now we're done with all of that. So now,
but I thought it would be fun because I'm on the road, you know, I do the road stuff with him. I figured, oh, we're really going to have a lot of content.
Yeah.
So now this is going to, but it's like, hey, do I pull up the camera right now?
What happened to the Albuquerque footage? Is that?
That's the one that's going to drop tomorrow.
Oh, okay.
That's dropping tomorrow. So yeah, it's like
and two, it's like really they want to see like when you're not on the road, when you're at home doing the regular shit. That's what they want to see, the behind the scenes shit. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
They already know what's going on when you're on the road because you know they're gonna see that on Instagram or whatever else. You know what I'm saying? But when you're at home doing the,
you get all these kids ready for school in the morning.
Yeah. Well, the boys know what's up. But there's times where I'm like, wake up. You know, get ready, get in the shower, start getting ready. But yeah, I do. And then the baby's like awake,
screaming, Mom.
Yeah.
And then about to have another one.
Yeah, it's hard, but I mean, I'm doing it.
Wow. Yeah. So all the ones that y'all have at home, are y'all's together?
No. Or just Houston.
Oh, just the baby. Yeah. Oh, okay. Yeah. Wow.
The rest are mine. And then she has Analia.
Leah.
She's
so
7.
He came in with 4. I had 1, and then we had another one, and now we're about to have another one.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. Yeah. Shout out to all the moms out there, man, because it's not easy.
For real.
I just saw this. I sent you this video, and the video is this guy interviewing random people, and he's telling him what's required. It's 365
like
days
of debt,
like a job interview. And they're all like looking confused, and they're like, so is that even legal to do that?
And it's like, no sleep.
No sleep, blah, blah, blah. And at the end, it's like, well, what job is this for? It's
mom.
A mom.
Yeah.
And so it was like, I'll send it to you. It's like, it was trippy because it was like all the things that mom do. And it's like, I don't want to do that. It was like, no, I don't want to take that job. And they're like, why would anybody want to take that job? And they're like, well, how much does it pay? Nothing. Nothing. So it's like, so now the reaction of everybody of nothing is coming up. And it's like, what job is this? They're like, mom. Yeah. It was like, wow. I was like, if that didn't hit it on the freaking nail, I don't know what did. It's crazy.
So, we could talk off mic about some of this stuff because it's more like business. But, like, I'm looking forward to seeing you or you guys figure out, like, how you can – because I'm sure you're getting views from all over. All these markets that you've been putting work in, like your Phoenixes and Albuquerque and all these different places, Denver, to where it's like, hey, we want the live experience in Phoenix. Or, like, where's it going to be at? And, you know, so on and so forth. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. That's going to be dope because then that's going to be payback for all the you know what I mean? Yeah. All the rough times back in the day. Like, I tell Soul all the time, like, man, I know some people salty, good boy, they couldn't wait to, you know, we had, like, it's always some haters, man, some baller blockers, somebody that's like, man, these people. And then sometimes you bump into them again and you just, you know, kill them with kindness. Like,
they're still here.
Still doing my thing. You're doing good. How you doing? Good. All right.
Yeah.
And then you know, you hear the story. So as the wife, then you're like, oh, you're that guy.
Oh, when you hear like the.
So you hear the side story. You know, I'm the one listening, right? So then if we happen to bump into that person as he's doing
promo congrats.
Stuff now for the comedy tour, you know, we'll bump into a story about someone that he encountered with during the music days that wasn't the best person, right?
It was just so many.
And then I'll be
situations.
Like, that's that person. So then I can't help but to be like real short, be
get
like,
get away from me.
Yeah. And then it's one of those, nice to meet you too, you know, type of deals. Yeah.
I've had somebody come up to me and tell me, I was trying to help him, you know, I was trying to sell him merch, and he was like, oh, I don't want to talk to you. You barely came around. I was like, wow. All right.
And who?
And I was the one selling the merch. Like, he was over there taking pictures. So it's like, if you want merch, you have to go through me to get to him. If you even want to get a picture with him, like, I'm the one, you know?
Were they just fans or somebody from?
Some random guy. I don't even know who he was. But yeah, he was trying to get a CD from him and all that. Like, he wanted to talk strictly to him. He was like, I don't know you. You're nobody.
Well, it's because for so many years, we gave so many people too much access. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Like, people. You know, like for now, like now when we do our shows, we'll do a VIP meet and greet because, you know, it gets too crazy if you try to meet with everybody. That's for comedy shows, right? And sometimes some people get butthurt because they're just like, oh, man, you don't care about all your fans. Why are you only taking pictures with those 60 people or whatever? Yeah. What about us? I've been had your back. And it's like, we can't accommodate everybody. You should have got VIP. And what I always tell them, what I always tell Soul is like, for 15 years, however long, we took pictures with every single body. We were just hoping somebody wanted a picture. You know what I mean?
Like one time we went to Main Event and we were just having a regular family day, right? Just a regular family day. So he doesn't say no, right? So he was just taking pictures because obviously these this is how you everybody eats, right? You these fans, right? They're very important.
That's the boss.
And exactly. So he kept saying yes and yes, but now a line was created
while we're trying to play
video
games.
You know? And so
I'm like, where were y'all?
We didn't have
past couple years.
Yeah, we didn't have the baby.
Oh,
we
now
just
you
had my bonus baby with us. And everybody else, his siblings were there too. So it was like a day.
It just gets awkward because now, because it's like, well, I'm being rude to my family now because I'm over here being Mr. Hollywood.
Yeah.
And then if I tell you no, now I'm Mr. Hollywood.
Yeah. So it was like, I finally had to bump in. I was like, guys, I'm really sorry, but today is strictly a family day. So this is the last picture.
Subscribe to the vlog.
I'm so sorry. Yeah.
If you want to see all this, make sure you like, comment.
Yeah. I just had to butt in and just say, you know,
see,
I'm
you
so
got it
sorry.
Down.
Yeah.
Shit. Right. Get my little script together. But yeah, Mickey's in sixth grade. Lucky's known Mickey since she was born, and we've known each other since before she was born. And she's in that low age, 11. Like, dad, you know, there's more to YouTube than just, you know, whatever. Like, she'll be trying to break stuff down. She's like, here, let me show you how you got to do an edit like this, and then if you go like
that's
this,
that's Kingston.
Yeah, that's exactly. Yeah.
She wants her own YouTube channel, but we told her no. She's not old. We was like, you're not old enough yet. I said, but you can be on mine. And we used to have a crafting one too that we didn't keep up with. So I'm telling you, I've attempted this several times. So the other one, we had a YouTube channel she and I did where we made like crafts for little kids, yeah. right? So I think we were able to upload three videos. And then after that, it was like,
just too much other stuff going on.
I was like, I can't keep up with it. But she really wanted a channel. And so I kind of was like, well, let's try this. And this could be your way of, you know, getting into it and kind of like, you know, starting. But it was hard keeping up with that. I couldn't even do that one either. So I'm really trying really hard now to keep up with it. So hopefully this will take off and, you know, start doing.
I feel like it's hard at the beginning, but once you get like the ball rolling, you'll be good.
Your system.
So just keep trying.
Yeah.
Yeah. Stay determined.
I think if I edited, it would be more motivating to me. Let me tell you why. Because right now there's a system. So after I take all the footage, then I turn it into our guy who's going to edit. Then he sends it back to me for approval. And then I tell him, no, change this. And then it's like, okay, it's approved. It's approved. And now it's going to go to Rob. And now Rob uploads it for me. Do you see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So that's so lazy to me. So sometimes that's what I asked him. I said, can I just learn how to, like, can you just teach me how to work the program and let me just do it? Because when we're on the road, while I'm on the airplane, right. I can be laptop and be editing it myself versus, like, waiting for someone. And I get it. He's like, you have so much other stuff on your plate. Do you really want to add this?
I mean, you can. So next time Joseph is here, you got to look
over. I'm
gonna do you use?
Final Cut Pro. I wouldn't want nobody else to edit mine because I be making some dumb faces sometimes, or I might not like the way I said something, or you know what I'm saying? So I got to make sure my shit is right.
No, it's true, you know, because he got me at one angle when we're working out, and I was like,
oh, Joseph.
Joseph.
Yeah.
Why would you have recorded that angle, brother? Like,
I got to make sure I edit everything, make sure everything is right. I say it how I want to say it, you know what I'm saying?
I'm more like into like the raw video. Like I like raw stuff. Yeah, cut here and there, but
don't overcut. Right?
Yeah, and he's very OCD about it. Right. Like he has to have it at 20 minutes or like 21.
You know what I'm saying? I like to keep it like action packed. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I don't want it to get boring.
And it's true because I haven't done a Tip Tuesday in a while, but I was doing Tip Tuesdays. I do it on my social media. Mm-hmm. So I was trying to do videos of it because they were getting too long, like where your story ends up being like hella long, you know? So it was like, who wants to see that? What?
And then Tuesday night, you'd be sitting there, I got to answer these people.
Yeah. I'm like, hey, I got to answer these people. Give me a second. We'll hang out in just a bit. Let me just finish answering these questions.
The fans. They have questions.
Yeah. And I get so many of them. So what I started to do, I had picked like the top five, and then he would record me on Tuesdays, and then we would upload it at night. But then the problem was people are at work whenever I'm posting about like submit your questions.
Yeah.
Then all the good ones come in when people get off of work at night, and then I'm telling him, I'm like, well, I just recorded, there's some really good ones that just came in. I'm like, and I already recorded. So it was like, man, I'm just gonna keep doing it on social media and figure it out. Like, now that I got a camera, I just figured I would come and sit in front of the camera by myself and just kind of answer them on my own.
Upload
it and that's it. You know what I'm saying? Because it was just like too much. That's what I'm saying. Like to me right now, the vlogs, that's the issue. Because right now there's footage in there. I maybe could have already done a little 10-minute vlog that I could have posted, but I'm waiting for Joseph to come in so that I can hand him over the footage and he can start editing. And then it's kind of like.
And which one do y'all use? What program?
What he uses?
We use different editors, and each person uses different shit. Okay. Like, what do you use? DaVinci Resolve. Rob uses DaVinci Resolve. Frank uses, I think, Final Cut. Joseph uses Premiere.
Premiere, yeah.
So that's why I don't know what to learn.
So yeah, I don't know what to learn either. No. I was just doing iMovie for a hot minute.
Yeah, I was just about to tell you, you could just use iMovie.
Yeah.
Because my struggle with the vlog is I'm trying to start my own channel, mm-hmm. right, branch out. And I'm like, I've recorded so many videos. And then when I look over them, I'm like, this isn't the one, you know?
What's the name of your channel?
Kelly Jean Vlogs. Okay. So there's no videos up, but I'm actually using iMovie right now. And it's so much easier.
Yeah, iMovie is super easy.
Yeah, so I'm just like, I'm just gonna try to edit it my way and then just send it to him and be like, do a little intro, put a song here and there.
Yeah, because that's the only thing with iMovie, they don't have like sounds or like they don't have
I'm not crazy about the fonts.
Yeah, and then you can only put text in some of the things.
You have an editor right here.
Yeah, that's
man,
the only
I've been enjoying these last couple days off not having to do that. Yeah.
Well, yeah, I heard y'all's video, I mean, the vlog, when y'all were like, we're going to take a couple of days off because we just finished 90. I was like, 90? That's a ton of content. So all the fans listening, like, I'm sure they're letting you know, like, they appreciate it because you gave them 90 pieces of content, you know?
Yeah. So were y'all dropping it at the same time every day, or y'all just have different? No,
it's just a different day. Some days we didn't drop it till 11 o'clock at night, but you know what I'm saying.
Meet the deadline.
Most of the time I try to drop it between 7 and 8 o'clock.
Yeah.
So I have to start editing by 5 o'clock.
But it gets so stressful because he needs to like start at 5, and sometimes we're just like not even home, and he's like in a rush, and then the kids are like, you know, so it's very stressful sometimes.
Well, that's what turned into find someone to edit for you, because it was like we have so much going on, you know, and then if we have Mickey, that's like getting her to do homework and then, you know, trying to spend time with her because, you know, we only get her every other week. So, you know, we got to make time for that as well. And it's like, well, do I really want to vlog when I'm trying to spend we're trying to spend time together, you know, or do we record that time together for content? You know what I'm saying? And then it becomes that.
That's what
you do. So that's the only thing.
The what was that? Record so that what?
Record like her helping her with her homework.
While we're together for content. And Mickey would love it because she really wants a channel. So she'll say, hey, Sol, you're not going to get your camera today. And I'll be like, I guess we can bring it. I'm like, go get it, you know. And I asked for my birthday because I literally said, I'm going to get on this. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm going to start doing it. Like, I'm not going to do it on my phone anymore. I'm going to be legit. I'm going to get a camera. I got a cute little mic. I got the whole setup, you know. And I've gotten one vlog.
Well, yeah, I think we you and I might have to join in on the editing team. But anyway, we'll figure out schedules because that Cali vlog footage, I need to just get with Frank. And then I have all these old tapes. They don't even make cameras for these tapes no more.
Like camcorder.
Like mini DV. Mm-hmm. Like back with David and Joe Yayo.
Yeah.
I don't even know what's on those tapes. But
I remember there was a recording that Flatline had when we were on the bus driving.
Oh, man.
And I was freestyling. We were flowing for like 4 hours, 4 or 5 hours. I don't even know if you was on the bus. I think you,
in the van probably. Yeah, or I was sitting,
You were somewhere else. I don't know. But I know we was on the bus.
Because it was getting too crazy on that little bus thing. Yeah. I was like, man, I can't.
I think we were driving from like Idaho to Las Vegas. It was a long ass drive. And we had like a 24 pack of beer. And we were just out. And I remember he ran through like 4 of those little tapes recording. And the whole time
we were just freestyling.
Oh my God. Way.
Flatline was filming that?
Yeah.
R.I.P. man.
Yeah.
Where were you? Out of town whenever it was his funeral, right? You had a
I went to Flatline.
Oh, you went to Flatline.
Yeah, you're talking about Tiny. Tiny, that you heard about Tiny, right? Yeah. They had Tiny's down in the valley and stuff. But yeah, man.
Man, we had lunch with him. I was like, he was telling us what he was going through, and I was like knotting my throat, trying really hard not to like sit there and cry, make it more depressing for him, you know, because he's telling his story, and I'm just like, don't cry.
Those were the first rappers out of Houston that I met, and for them to embrace me outside of Houston, like, you know, when you're rapping, you meet rappers everywhere. Now I know rappers in almost every city, especially in Texas, all over Texas. But those were the first Four Corner Hustlers, Flatline and Four Corner Hustlers. They were the first ones for me to go out of town and get love and, you know, put me on one of their albums and stuff.
Same with me. I think I was, I might have been based out of San Antonio at the time. And at some club in San Antonio, they were in town. They all had, first of all, they had posters with pen and pixel graphics. And it was like 4 or 5 of them. It was Four Corner Hustlers. And they're like in the club. I'm like, man, these dudes are doing it.
Right.
They got posters and artwork and a CD. It's like something that tangible. And I'm like, damn, y'all have a situation. So I got one of their info. And when I went down there to Corpus to like investigate, just kind of like, where are the record stores? Where can I put up some of my posters? Yeah, like trying to like put out the feelers. And probably not even enough money for like a hotel or all that shit. It's like, I'm down here trying to network, get a list going. And go back.
What did you say? I remember whenever one time I was saying something about getting the hotels for the comedians, and you're like, man, I remember we used to come out and didn't even know where we were going to stay.
Because she books everything pertaining to the tour. So flights and hotel, all that stuff is like booked way in advance. And I was telling her, I was like, literally show's tonight in Austin. Like, I'd probably be leaving right now and I'll worry about hotel.
We'll worry about that later.
When you get there, just pull in type of thing. Or yeah. Like if it was McAllen, it's like, okay, I'll always stay at that one. I'm just going to show up. Yeah. They should have a room.
Yeah, we didn't. I know I didn't even have like a credit card or something to do it online ahead of time. I just would show up with cash. You know what I'm saying? Wherever I was going.
It's yeah. crazy.
It was the wild, wild west. Yeah. And sometimes I bitch about promoters and they get a bad rap with me sometimes. But that's just how it was, man. Like, just everybody was trying to work with what they had. And like now it's always a green room. Like every one of these clubs or whatever, they have like a nice little lounge in the back for you to chill until it's your time. And I tell Soul, I was like, all this green room shit is new to me. All this is new because it was like, wait in the car, wait over there in that corner by that bar. You got all these opening acts and shit going up and people harassing you over there.
That's another thing that maybe just I was overdoing the damn shows is the way the promoters started learning to make their money was off opening acts. They would charge all these opening acts to perform first, and now I gotta sit there and watch all these niggas rap like a damn
talent
crowd. Show.
What a crowd! Yeah, they performing for you.
Yeah,
and your approval.
Like, man, by the time I'm going, I'm ready to go home. You know what I'm saying?
They didn't get your ear beating.
Yeah,
but the poor fans.
Yeah,
man,
and they didn't let. They're like, tired of standing there watching that shit too.
They're like, we wanted to see Chingo fans. Or Lucky. Yeah, they're like, we came to see this headliner. That's what was on the flyer. That's why we paid. But you know, like you said, the type of game they were running where they got these local sponsors and this guy gonna open up and it's not the best experience for the fans. Yeah. And then, like I said, there's no green room, so we're just doing some nightclub. You're like in the kitchen damn near. I mean, it's not set up for it's not set up so that the performers are good. It's just, it's really mainly to sell liquor. So that's why they have you going so late, because it's like, man, the bar still gotta make money. Yeah. They like holding you off.
Wow.
She's ass backwards.
Mm-hmm. A lot of times that I'd be so damn drunk by that time I go on stage because I'm sitting there waiting, just drinking. I done forgot all my words when I go on stage. Just, you know what I'm saying? Mumbling.
And there go and there goes the fans' experience, you know? No, I'm stuck.
That's crazy.
Yeah, so you invited me on one of your videos or something.
Yeah. I want to get you on our podcast that we're doing.
Okay, perfect.
Yeah.
So
we got Coast on there with us. He's our sound guy. You know what I'm saying? We didn't know how to hook none of this shit up. So he just told us what it costed, and he was like, "I'll make it work for y'all."
Yeah, that's dope. Shit, have you talked to Stunner at all?
I haven't, but Coast has.
Okay, yeah, man. I'll be listening to. Some old stuff will come up, and it's like, damn, these dudes is going in. Yeah. It's just man, I was like, there's a lot of talent around me all those years.
Yeah, oh, I think he did reach out to me because his little brother was rapping at that show that Dope House did not too long ago. And he was Clever? Me that.
The festival?
Yeah. And, I think Clever won. They were having a challenge or something, like who could do the best freestyle over one of the beats, SPM's beats, and he won. Mm-hmm. So he got to open up.
Yeah.
How was the festival?
It was good. I mean, I wasn't there for the whole thing. I just went and did my part and left. But I mean, it was packed. It was way. Yeah. It was a lot more people than last year. You know, and the year before. It's getting bigger every year. They're putting a lot of money into it too, though. They're spending a lot of money on that.
Yeah, they had the radio behind it too as well.
97.9 was there, right? Mm-hmm.
They shut down so many blocks just for this festival. Like the whole street. It was like five.
You know where
it's
at, like where the NEPA's is on navigation? Uh-huh. Yeah.
Oh,
they had all that area.
East End.
But like it went down like long.
Yeah.
Wow.
And you know what's crazy with me is that I got into show business or whatever around the time SPM was going through his situation. And so I didn't really know him. I didn't really deal with him at all. I might have met him briefly one time, and as a rookie. And but it's funny because in some people's minds, they just swear that y'all were just
came
up. Yeah,
me too. They people think
what's SPM? I don't know, dog.
I be trying to tell them too that I had a better relationship with his brother Tootie than him because we probably had like very few. We had more conversations when he was already locked up than when he was out. You know what I'm saying?
Because he got locked up with 01 or something, 02?
Yeah, and when I would go on the road with them, I was just like nobody knew who I was. I was just like a kid. Youngster kid. They were already grown men. They were like in their late 20s, early 30s, you know what I'm saying? And I was a teenager, so I was like, I wasn't the one that they was like really, you know what I'm saying, connecting with.
Mm.
That's crazy.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, I think they reached out, but you weren't available or something. You had to show. They reached out for him to be a part of it, and I was like, his wife called me with him on three-way, and I was like, yeah, I'm sorry, he can't. He's like, he's not rapping. I was like, he is and he isn't.
Like,
I was
he like, can, but he don't.
But he hasn't. I was like, so, I said, but he has a show, so we're, you know, we're not able to do that weekend.
He got a couple fire-ass rough drafts right now.
Yeah, exactly right.
He a little rusty, but you know. You got any questions, Rob?
No, I'm good.
Okay.
Actually, what I do want to say, since we're talking about vlogging, you can keep the headphones on. I'll give it back to you. Have either any of y'all heard about Vlog Easy, the app?
No.
So I'd suggest y'all download it, especially if you like vlogging. What it does is that when you're recording and you're looking at the camera, there's a bar that goes all around your screen, and it's basically creating the cuts as you're talking. So once you hit stop, it'll automatically cut everything, so it takes all the dead space out of the video. So you could do normal mode, like a regular camera, or you could do the jump cut mode, and whatever you say will get jumped up as soon as you hit stop, instantly.
Whatever you say will get jumped up?
Or, like, whatever you don't say, rather. Like, whatever, all the dead space, all the dead air.
Blank space in between you talking.
So, but when you said, I like, you know, the action pack where it just gets the next point.
Yeah, because I be cutting all that dead space
out. So it's called Vlog Easy. It's a pretty popular app. I've been seeing it more and more. And
but it's only recording on your phone?
It's only recording on your phone, so you need, like, a lavalier mic, or you can actually get, like, a Shure mic. Put it into the bottom of your phone and actually have a really good professional mic on your iPhone. And especially if you have a Pro or an XS or something that's a really good camera, you just pick the aspect ratio, like for IGTV, or if you want horizontal or square, and you start going. And then as soon as you hit record, it'll light up that screen. So that's when you know, like when you're talking, and then when you hit stop, it'll automatically jump cut it. And then boom,
I'm over here like, man,
done.
Why the hell you ain't never told me this shit?
I haven't seen you on like 2 weeks. But yeah, that's all I wanted to mention. Vlog Easy. Check it out.
Hey, but guess what? It's still got to be in you, not on you. So everybody could download it. Don't mean you know gonna know how to be entertaining.
Yeah, man.
Well, shit, man. I know y'all got to make it back to spring. How we doing on time?
1 hour.
Okay, perfect. We hit that hour mark. Yeah. It's the
tell everyone where they can watch your channel so they can be up with
Luciano
it.
Luciano TV. Subscribe right now.
If you want to join the Lucha crew.
Yeah.
Lucha gang.
Lucha gang.
Lucha gang.
Yeah.
Yeah, subscribe right now. I'm
and
actually,
what's yours?
I'm dropping an album called They Said I Changed, and it's probably going to be out in about 2 weeks. But if you want to get it before it drops, go to LuchiVIP.club, and I'm going to hit you with the info.
Mm-hmm. Come on, somebody.
The other channel?
Well, my channel is Kelly Jean Vlogs. I'm still working on posting a video, so bear with me. But yes, go show me some love. Go subscribe. And they should be coming pretty soon.
Well, hey, man, congrats, bro. I'm proud of you.
Yeah, already. Thank you, man.
You got a ton of fans, and you're finding a way to connect with them and just get everybody on the same page so that when you do have information about new drops or, you know, live events.
Wait, I do want to ask about their VIP meet and greet. Like, how does that work? You guys just kind of do pop-ups? Is that what y'all are doing?
Yeah. I mean, well, that's how we did it. We've only done, like, two. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, okay.
Yeah,
well, they're not VIP. We basically just promote it on YouTube and Instagram, and we get the location, and we get all our merch, and we just go out there.
And then y'all just pop up. Is that a random place, or do y'all get, like, in touch with the location where y'all are going to drop in?
The store pretty much, like, booked us to come.
I got it. Okay. That makes sense. I thought y'all were, like, creating a pop-up, like a little... Because we've thought about a pop-up tour.
Well, it's a little bit of both, though.
But it's kind of hard when we're bringing all our kids with us. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? So that's it's just too much.
But the fans want to see the kids too.
He's like, it's too much.
Man, I can't be driving on them long road trips with all them damn kids in the car. I'd be like, shut up. You know what I'm saying?
Look at Chingo. He's like, yup.
That's hilarious.
Yeah.
And we've only got two.
Yeah.
So I can't. I'm thinking about whether I'm done or or if there's a maybe another one, but it's kind of more towards the maybe it's not another one. But I'm the same thing.
We done after this one. That's it. You know what I'm saying?
You're gonna get a vasectomy.
Yeah, I'm gonna have to go and do that.
He's talking about he wants 10 kids.
I said, if the good Lord want me to have 10 kids, then I'm going to have 10 kids.
No, but we're done, yeah.
If the good Lord tell me don't pull out.
Oh, God. Then I'm not.
If the Lord didn't tell me that time.
Oh, my God. Yeah, that's the same thing. My baby is by herself, you know, so I always feel like she needs someone because she gets way too excited when another kid
babies,
comes.
Yes.
And it's just like she wants to hug on them. She smothers them, you know, and so it's like she'll be hugging them and, like, wants to play. And they're like, all right, already, like, you're too much for me. So I kind of feel like that's the only, you know, I mean, Mickey plays with her, but Mickey's 11. No, you know, they're entertaining. They'll entertain for a little bit. And then it's like, all right, peace out. I'm going to my room and do my own thing, you know. So that's the issue. So I feel you on that one.
Remember that first trip to California?
Yeah.
It was we rented a van. It was shout out to my sister Dalila, my brother-in-law Ruben, because they were how old were we? If I was what?
I was probably like 22, 23.
That means I must have been 24, 25. Yeah. Damn, first time hitting California. That's weird. I thought I was younger than that, but that means my sister was about 35 easy, depending on how young we really were. But whatever CD I had pressed up, we took way too many. Like, we didn't know. I was like, I'm getting radio play, and we got a meet and greet. I got to bring all the CDs. And but that was crazy because we were just kids going cross country.
I remember driving over there, and we saw the Hollywood sign. I was thinking, like, damn, I made it.
This is it.
I just saw the Hollywood sign. You know what I'm saying?
Hilarious.
But I was so young and just, you know what I'm saying, coming from freestyling in the neighborhood to looking at the damn Hollywood sign. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? That was like a big step.
It really was a new frontier because, I mean, as a kid, we didn't travel. Nobody took me nowhere, not even San Antonio. And here we were in California.
And the little shows that I did do with Dope House, they were just around Houston. It was like Dallas, San Antonio, Austin, and I did a few shows with Dope House before SPM got locked up. So, but I had never left Texas on some rap shit.
Well, so wait, y'all drove out there?
We drove all the way to California, and then Bash calls. He was like, "Yo, I got my boys. They're gonna come meet you at the hotel and get you some weed. And then y'all gonna, you know what I'm saying? They're gonna smoke you out." Man, they got me so damn high. When we go to the damn show,
I'm performing. I'm like, Lucky, we got Lucky Luciano now. Come up here, dog. He was stuck.
I'm sitting there like, I can't even move, man. I was like, I can't. There's no way I'm gonna be able to go on stage and grab a mic and rap right now. I just knew I couldn't.
It was that Cali weed before it was Cali weed. Like, now everybody got access to Cali weed.
Yeah, everybody got
got some loud and some
drone.
But
back then, we from Texas, we was smoking regular weed. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. I went over there to Cali, hit that damn weed, man. And then, if I'm not mistaken, me and Eddie popped some damn bars too. You know what I'm saying? We had already popped bars on the road trip over there. You know what I'm saying? you know what I'm saying? So it wouldn't feel such a long journey.
Past the time.
Us. Yeah.
That's
so
funny.
Then after I hit that damn weed with them people over there, man, it was over.
Yeah.
That's funny. Oh,
so did
God.
You even hit the stage?
I don't think so.
We drove. No, he didn't.
He drove that far. He didn't hit the stage. Oh my God.
But I ain't going to lie. It was pretty janky. Like, you didn't miss much.
Yeah.
It wasn't set up properly. And
that's hilarious.
But yeah, he didn't make it to the stage. I'm like, okay, all right, well, next song then. I guess he's occupied.
Yeah, babe.
Wow.
There's a lot there's a lot more stories we can't get into.
Well, we hope to have y'all on our podcast. It's not as fancy as y'all.
Right now it's really junky.
Right
now it's
like
three rooms
like,
in one.
Yeah.
But maybe we can hear more of those stories then.
Yeah, for sure. To be continued. So thanks again.
Already, brother. Man, appreciate you, man.
Thank y'all for stopping by.
Thank you. Appreciate it. Thank you.
Thank
nice
you for
to
having
you. Yeah, for sure.
Thank you guys for listening. See you guys. We're going to have some live events pretty soon, especially for the 100th episode in Houston, which we need to line it up.
Yeah, it's going to happen. December.
Muchas gracias. Peace.
Peace.